Christmas lights are strings of small electric light bulbs mounted most often on Christmas trees, which are evergreens, in natural plastic or other assorted materials, erected inside American homes and businesses during the holiday season. Some strings are colorful, with lamps colored red or green or blue, or in some combination of primary colors. Others are clear bulbs that shine white in the darkness. All of them seem to be a response to the deeply rooted cultural command, "Let there be lights." Christmas lights are not particularly functional, at least in any reductive sense, because they are too dim to illuminate most tasks. They're pretty much useless as room lights or floodlights or spotlights or headlights or flashlights. But Americans still use them because their main function isn't functional, it's symbolic. Christmas lights inform onlookers that we are conforming to the traditions of an American family Christmas. Increasingly, these lights also appear on trees outside our homes. They show up on roof lines, porches, bushes, garages, and basketball hoops. There they seem to have less to do with old family traditions than with newer customs of conspicuous consumption and competitive display. Some people assemble spectacular light shows, making neighborhood streets seem like the Strip in Las Vegas. The lights blink on and off, and they race in different directions. Some of them even play computerized music, very badly. These gaudy, garish gewgaws are what Dr. America calls American culture light. The trouble with many such American customs is not that we practice them, but that we practice them so superficially. Although our light strings tie us increasingly to American commercialism and competitiveness, they also connect us to traditions more venerable and more significant than red-nosed reindeer or Santa Claus. The lights connect us to celebrations of the winter solstice and to the religious roots of solstice celebrations. The word religion comes from the Latin root religare, which means to bind together. At its best, religion binds us to God, to each other, and to God's creation. If ecology is the science of connections, religion is the practice of connections, and our Christmas lights are one of the essential practices. These multicolored lights connect us to ancient rituals of the sun, which bestows light and life on an otherwise cold and barren planet. They connect us to the Roman Saturnalia and to Babylonian sun feasts before that. They connect us to the Persian deity Mithra, whose birthday was celebrated on the 25th of December. Known as Sol Invictus, the unconquerable sun, S-U-N, Mithra was superseded in Christianity by Jesus, the unconquerable sun, S-O-N. Our Christmas lights, then, are no mere decorations, no bulbous baubles. They connect us to the orbit of the earth, to the death and rebirth of the earth's crops, to nature and the natural sources of life. A superficial sign of the Christmas season, they are a deeper sign of a natural season of waiting and anticipation. In a season of darkness, the lights of Christmas and the candles of Hanukkah are our assertion of life. As gaudy and garish as they may be, they proclaim our hope of spring, which is nature's resurrection, and of the personal resurrections that may be our own. In a very small way, these whirling lights are our testament of faith in the light of the world.